Clerk for item number 8, please.
Item number 8 from the Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to grant an extension to an existing contract with Aramark Correctional Services, Inc. for the provision of food service at the county correctional facilities for the period of January 1st, 2013 until December 31st, 2013.
Gentlemen, hi. Let's have the gentleman next to the inspector introduce himself.
I'm Bill Leslie, I'm the county manager for the show.
Very good. Welcome. And Inspector Schmidt, please.
Sir, Mr. Chairman, supervisors, this item is basically to get an extension for the Aramark contract, which is the food service for the inmates. The current contract is in place. This is its fifth and final year. This will be an extension of the current contract that's provided. And what this basically does is keep everything status quo for the next year. Just to set the context, all food service is done at the South facility or in Franklin. All the cooking is done there, meal preparation is done. That food is then distributed at the South facility for our 1,600 and some inmakes there. And then for the downtown facility, the food is shipped to the central facility where it is then distributed. So we ask that, and I understand with the transition and so forth that that was a potential issue. I am stating on the record that this contract as is will remain in effect. Obviously, being that this is the last year, it can be extended. There'll have to be an RFP process again coming up in the near future, so if the board has issued that would certainly be a time that they could address that. But this contract, as is, will stand for the next year if approved. Thank you.
And duly noted with the transition people. Thank you. Comments, questions by committee members? Supervisor Broderick.
I guess I would ask Corp Counsel if this in any way puts us in conflict with the recently passed item number 6.
Well, okay. She may defer. Ms. Walker.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the resolution that was recently passed by the committee is consistent with the action taken today. If the sheriff is saying that the food service is going to be maintained by him, but services will be provided at the jail and the House of Correction. That's essentially what the resolution says.
Thank you. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One question for Corp Counsel. A question of, I guess, who these contracts are with. These contracts are all with Milwaukee County, regardless if it's the sheriff who signs or because all of these require county board approval. So if you could address that, there's been, I guess, some confusion. If we approve this, there should be no conflict if there is a change in management at the House of Correction.
Mr. Chairman, I agree that contracts for the county ought to be county contracts. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know if the language indicates that the agreement is with the sheriff or if it says it's on behalf of the county via the sheriff being the signatory to the agreement, but that ought to be the way it's written. So this contract is between Milwaukee County, represented by the Sheriff's Office, and Aramark, which is the way it ought to be.
Okay. And so that would mean that there should be no difficulty if there is a change in management at the House of Correction?
That is correct, because it's with the county.
Okay. Thank you very much, Co-Counsel. Thank you.
What is the pleasure of the committee? Supervisor?
Approval.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaupt moves approval. If there's no further commentary, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
I'm sorry, he is now excused.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Broderick?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no. The item is approved.
Very good. I am going to look to Supervisor Harris.